You know, I went to one of the biggest HBCUs, Xavier University, and Glenn, at the end of the practice, the coach, he came to me and he said, "What is this? What is this?" He said, "They have never checked in at 6:05 like that as a team." And I was like, I'm just here to deliver the goods.
This is a platform for mind shift, right? Mindset, mind state, flow state. You know, I kind of think of it in terms of, you know, Spotify for mindset, where it's personalized to you in the moment. This is something that an athlete, a parent, a coach could use to help them sleep at night, to help them wake up refreshed in the morning, to help them study at work or focus at work or at school, right?
And I've had it many times where I've, you know, I've been hungry, stuck at a soccer game, and my son gets invited to a second soccer game, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need a Snickers. but there's no Snickers. It was remarkable, the shift, just through a few songs, taking me from, I'm starving, I have a headache, my blood sugar is probably low, to, all right, this is tolerable, like, I can actually get through this.
Hey, welcome to HitZero.com, everyone. This is the rebrand episode and the very first Zero G that we're going to be demonstrating here live. And I'm your host, Michael McDonald. We've got co-host and producer Kingsley Willis, and we've got superstar and partner Logan Sherrill on the line right here. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hey.
So let's kick this off. So fuel your frequency. How do you want to feel right now? And what I've posted in here is a quote that I've heard you say in the past, Logan, is the wrong track can sink a team, the right one can save the routine. Let me ask you, like, how does it feel when you've picked the right song and the team is united? Like, how does that feel?
I think everybody, when they play a certain song and they're in a group of people or they're with friends or with family, like an anthem that unites everyone. It's the same thing for cheerleaders. So if you can get everybody out of their headphones, everybody off TikTok, and you can sync everybody, whether it's me performing Man in the Mirror in front of my world's team and backstage, or you can get this, which is the most resonating, coherent thing ever. It's game changing.
Beautiful. So I heard the word unite, right? So you feel united. I'm sure you feel a bit clear minded. And what else do you feel like when the team is kind of like in that hit zero
unstoppable
frame of mind? Unstoppable. Okay. So let's go to next here. Step two, what style of music fits your goal? So we can basically choose anything, or we can write whatever we want in here, but these are some pretty killer prompts in here, sort of from pop, hip hop, rap, you know, Christian, country, rock, dance, on and on and on, house, indie, Afrobeat, reggae. Like, what would you like to turn this into? We even have a future cheer prompt that really, you know, hits
let's
hard.
Let's give them a rap where something is just so lyrically...
Cool. Let's do that. All right. So there we go. Boom. Build your zero G right here.
Easy.
All right. So what's happening right now? This takes about a minute, and we're going to be generating two versions of this. Aya is in the background working her magic. IAH stands for intelligence aligned with the heart. And this is our own LLM expression of AI that is basically geared for heart-brain coherence, which is a fancy word for flow state. So this technology from the first line of code on up was with the intention of, this is technology that once you engage with it is like stepping your bare feet in grass or hugging a tree. And we're currently at 45 seconds.
So... just quickly, you mentioned zero G. For those who don't know, what's a zero G?
Zero G is where you're looking at them right here. So these are all zero G avatars. So every time you create a new Sonic Supplement track, in the style of music that you love or resonate with, from meditation to rock and roll and everything in between. It, whatever you write in there for the prompts, a zero G will be built from what you wrote. So this represents what we just typed into the prompt bar a few seconds ago. This is a one of one original. The song is a one of one original, never to be repeated again. They're actually more rare than the stars in the universe. That's how rare these are, and the music with it. And if you've generated it, you own it. So this song is yours, Logan Sherrill, to share, to use, to monetize, whatever you want with this track, you can do. So zero G is basically, when you feel limitless, when you feel like flow, like flying, like there's no gravity, the zero G is that flow state. So this is a representation of you in the moment, of creating that sound for whatever you needed in that moment, whether it's, you know, a break from stress. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're feeling too excited and you need to bring the calm down. Maybe you've got a headache and you want something that will shift your mindset from head hurting to vitality. So if you can dream it, you can make it here. This is a reflection of you in the moment, and to help remind you of your infinite power that you have to shift your state within the moment. So let's take a quick listen here. We've got two tracks, so we'll just listen to maybe a verse and a chorus of each one, just to see which one we like. Here we go.
Echoes in the night, feel the bass take flight. Neon dreams in sight in the city of light. With every step we take, we redefine fate. Unite the crew, time to elevate. March the streets like kings, crown made of sweat. Grinding on the path, no regrets, no debt. From the depths we rise, breaking myths and lies. Got a vision so clear, see it in my eyes. Every syllable lands like a warrior's chant. With a wisdom deep rooted like the olive branch. We've been through the storm, now the sky's so blue. Truth in every word, it's the realest view. From chaos we emerge like a phoenix in flight. With a soul full of courage cutting through the night. This routine is the anthem of the dreamers awake. For the ones who hustle hard, make no mistake. The wrong path can drown, but the right one redeems. Feel the energy around, hear the crowd's loud screams. Unstoppable force with a mind so keen. Together we rise, clear, united and dream. The wrong path can drown, but the right one redeems. Feel the energy around.
Okay, I'm nice. Feeling that. What about you guys?
Out the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. Okay, let's listen to the first minute of version two.
Echoes in the night, feel the bass take flight. Neon dreams in sight, in the city of light. With every step we take, we redefine fate. Unite the crew, time to elevate. March the streets like kings, crown made of sweat. Grinding on the path, no regrets, no debt. From the depths we rise, breaking myths and lies. Got a vision so clear, see it in my eyes. Every syllable lands like a warrior's chant. With the wisdom deep rooted like the olive branch. We've been through the storm, now the sky's so blue. Truth in every word, it's the realest view. From chaos we emerge like a phoenix in flight. With a soul full of courage, cutting through the night. This routine is the anthem of the dreamers awake. For the ones who hustle hard, make no mistake. The wrong path can drown, but the right one redeems. Feel the energy around you, the crowd's loud screams. Unstoppable force with a mind so keen. Together we rise clear, united the dream.
Verses like a mirror, reflecting our aim. Raise a sharp.
Okay, wow. I love them both. What do you say?
It's hard to choose. Well, first of all, the lyrics are like, boom, just hit you. For me, it was the Phoenix. Just something about that I connect with. Yeah, the lyrics are awesome. And just the way the music is crafted and the voice is very convincing isn't really the word. It's like it resonates. It's yeah. I don't, and this is all automatically generated. It's not like, yeah, it's just, it just created these lyrics out of our prompt, which is amazing. and the vocalization, yeah, well, and the music, all that. It's magic.
Yeah. And you know, and we did this quickly, right? There is some music on this platform that is literally the best music my ears have ever heard and bring tears to my eyes. And what I've noticed is the more you lean in, the more sincere you are, the more heartfelt, the better the results. Now, we did just a quick thing there, remarkable results. And, you know, we live in a frequency universe, right? That science has undeniably shown that we live in a sound frequency soup. And, you know, our consciousness, our intention is the driver. So here's a great example of the more sincere intention you put into your prompting. And not that you need to be a wizard scientific prompter, but your heart. Like it's all about your heart, right? And you being real, you're being authentic through the words that you type. And the results are astounding. And the way that we've kind of engineered this platform is that we've created dozens and dozens of genre prompts that we call them Signature Pro prompts. These are prompts that we've created over months and months of back and forth testing and elevation. And now we are offering these, you know, to the users, like here, these are gold mines of prompts. So you just hit pop and you're going to, or rock or cheer or whatever you want. You're going to get an amazing deep prompt that took a lot of time and sincerity and love. But just talking about the lyrics here, every syllable lands like a warrior's chant with a wisdom deep rooted like the olive branch. We've been through the storm. Now the sky is so blue. Truth in every word, it's the realest view. Now, she took this from our original asking, that first prompt, right? But yeah, the whole thing just is so lyrically rich. How did that hit you, Logan?
You know, each one hits me differently. And like you said, this was just a tiny thing that you just put in there. So what's fortunate for the user is these prompts that you get to stylize on your own. You can take and you can make it anything you want, but then also customizing it even more, you know, will get you the sonic supplement that is going to hit you. And what I love most about this kind of supplement, you know, we take all these supplements. You know, this morning I took my saffron. I took my, you know, I take all these things and I wait for them to process, you know, in the hopefully weeks and months so I feel better. What I love about this kind of supplement is you're putting something out there, but that supplement is actually coming right back to you immediately. And it's something that I've literally enjoyed the past 10 months that I can't even, you know, I could talk all day about it.
Well, and you're the reason why we're doing this first episode, this first episode of Hit Zero Radio, right? This is the rebrand from Conversations with Aya. This is the Elevation. And now we're going to kind of get in, talk about, you know, why this rebrand and this shift into, you know, performance cheer, dance nationwide, why Hit Zero. And, you know, Logan, you're really that impetus spark of why, right? I've been a cheer dad for a decade, right? Kingsley's been a cheer dad for a long time as well. But even though I wanted to bring more cheer to cheer, it was just going to be something that happened, right, over time. And it's going to happen, right? But you coming and becoming a member of the team, right? A very, you know, celebrated member, by the way, and so grateful for you and what you bring. But it was you that came in with this fresh energy and the term, the sound of hitting zero, right? And you came in, this music is the sound of hitting zero, and then bing, hit zero. And, you know, I've been hearing the word hit zero for, like I said, a decade, but you know, I never really you know, that it was just something I heard. Like, that's the goal, right? Hit zero. But do you want to, first of all, tell us, you know, who you are and, you know, what led you to join in the team? Like, let's get a little backstory here.
Certainly. So I'm Logan Cheryl. I've been in the spirit industry for 25 years. Started out as a coach and choreographer. And before that, obviously an athlete. I remember, I think I told Michael and Kingsley this story, walking into a gym in the seventh grade. I just moved, had no idea what cheer was. I was there to tumble, use their equipment. I look over and I see a team performing a routine to music. And I'm like, hold on, wait. So I was distracted in my like intense regimented training as a power tumbler to be able to stop my reps and look over and like, what is this? How are they? So they're expressing their, you know, their athleticism and everything through music. And I was like, it's game over. So that was in 1997. The rest is really history. I think the most important part and the cool thing is that from that moment on is where I found a community, where I found my tribe. And that community and that tribe has led me all the way to here, where I was able to meet, you know, people such as yourselves. The community involves cheer parents, grandparents, gym owners, coaches, choreographers, athletes. And it branches way further than that. So being in that so long, I just had such a good community that when I met you, we started talking about certain things like this to take it to the athletic world. I said, let's go. So that community has allowed me to be able to take it where we're about to take it.
Wow. Yeah. So, and I feel like there's so much juice in your story because you're a multi-world championship athlete, choreographer, coach. You know, what were some of the, like, the most meaningful moments along your journey? I mean, you're a film star, on and on. There's a lot there that we've just kind of conveniently passed over. You're so humble. But yeah, give us some, like, pretend that you're your mom. And you're bragging about Logan Cheryl. I want to hear the story.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'll segment a Charlie-like narrative. So yeah, I fell in love with the sport. You could not get me out of the gym with a lot of athletes. And from then, you know, all the way through high school into college, I knew that, okay, this was my calling. I had met the people that spoke my language. I had found the people that uplifted me, supported me. And I think a lot of people, you'll find the majority of people in cheer will say the same thing. My lifelong friends, all the weddings I've been in, all I'm uncle to probably 78 beautiful, and aunt to, so many kids, that I live through every day. But more importantly, I followed that journey with the intention of always remembering what it felt like that first time when I remembered hearing music and performance together. That's never left me. And so when come all the way here, you know, getting to do Bring It On, the musical, headed to Broadway, getting to film Bring It On, it opened up just more doors as far as entertainment and stuff that really sparked me into choreography. So I've traveled the world for the past 15 years and, you know, many continents, and been able to see that cheer and community here is universal. That was one of the also pegs that just allowed me to kept climbing the ladder with the intention of experiencing cheer and music and intention and community as much as I could, wherever I could. So, as I got older, I realized, okay, what is my love letter to cheerleading? And it actually has flowed into this, and I could not be more grateful, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've recently, I want to say retired. You've shifted from one role in the cheer industry to another role that encompasses the cheer industry, but it also encompasses, you know, all athletics and beyond, right? Because, you know, this is music, this is personalized music. It is turning your intention into sound, and that sound enhances your performance, right? But whether that be on the mat or writing, right? It could be for the writer as well. And it is, because, you know, I've come from a family of writers and we use, you know, this music for that all the time. So from sleep to vitality. And I know that you've kind of transitioned from one area of the chair industry of being a coach. And I know that you're still choreography and mentoring out there, but you've shifted this season in a big way to come pretty much all in on Hit Zero. And I know that you've been into the quote unquote frequency music world for a long time, and you've got benefits from that, whether it's, you know, solfeggio frequencies or binaural beats and beyond. What was kind of the aha for you during this whole transition phase where you were kind of like the in between the trapeze bars? You're kind of halfway floating through the air thinking, what's next? And you saw, you know, Hit Zero, the Zero G's, the Sonic Supplements was the first thing that hit you. What was it? Can you tell us about that experience and the why? Because from my experience of you, you really leaned in hard. And it was inspiring to see somebody that I celebrated, somebody who's mentored and coached my child, Dylan, right, to come into the Sonic Supplement Hit Zero world and go, wow, this is a game changer. And now this is part of your love story to the industry and beyond. So tell us about that awakening. And what is it, maybe about your journey of frequency music and then shift into Hit Zero, which is another expression of frequency music?
Yeah. So I'm a student of life. I love learning as much as I can outside of cheer, whatever it may be. So coming to find frequency music, you know, everyone can get on YouTube and you can listen to certain frequencies that bring you to a certain state or claim to, you know, help you in certain areas. And so you mentioned flying in between trapeze bars. And I feel a lot of people in transitions, you know, they don't let go of that bar until they know the catcher or the next bar is there. Well, after meeting with you on November 11th, it was 2024, we had a great talk. And that next morning I was headed to work and you made me a Sonic Supplement. And I listened to it on the way to work and I had to pull over. Like it struck me like, and I mean, I was probably in the middle of like a Celine Dion ballad. Like, you're not going to get me off my like shuffle. You're not going to like, and it stopped me dead in my track. And I was like, hold on. So I remember messaging you, asking you a bunch of questions, all this stuff. From then on, I really did. I really dove deep into the platform. And I didn't realize until I started taking out in the field to athletes the actual change and the flow state it really could put you in, because it changed my whole day for that work day, which is a Sunday of 12 hours back to back to back. Leading, coaching, directing, jumping in, filling in, backspotting, dancing. I mean, it is a lot that coaches, gym owners, and athletes go through in a day of just simple training, already coming off the day that they had at school, at work, and then moving into, you know, these things where you are put in a high pressure situation. You definitely have to be ready to go because we're going to expect your best. So I immediately knew when you sent me that first song that this was something I was going to leave the bar for and not know what bar I was catching. And I think I'm still in between the bars flying a little bit, and I'm fine with that.
Wow. Yeah. So I know you've introduced it, because that was then the prelude to you jumping into the platform and creating vibe blends, not only for yourself, but for your dog, for your team, for your teams, you know. And you've had a lot of success with creating, you know, different vibe blends for your teams. Do you want to dive in from pets to teams?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, is what I want everyone to know is this, you know, as it seems as a new emerging technology, you know, it's really old teachings all coming together in math and science that is just super easy and that you've made super easy to activate. And so when you started, I started diving in and you showed me all these examples and kind of where the platform was. I came home one day after, I was actually the next day from work, and my 13-year-old Pomeranian, who I love dearly, my best friend, she will act like she's still at the puppy mill being about to be sawed in half when I come in the door. So it is just, it's automatic, like, oh God. And I prepare for it 10 minutes before I get to the house. It takes my 10-minute nervous system breakdown afterwards to get over it. And I didn't know I was used to that. I made there's a thing called Puppy Lullaby actually on here. Put it on. I'm like, I'm going to try this. Put it on in the house, put the laptop over the cages, and left for work instead of using Alexa. I come home ready for battle, ready to calm this psychopath. And I walk in the house and Libby is sitting at the front of her cage looking at me like, is it time to go out? It's nice to see you. How's your day? And I was shook to the core, honestly. So that was one example that I just knew it was really neat. And then I took it into a team practice. You get, depending on level, depending on age, depending on the day or the season. This was right when everyone was coming back from Christmas break. So the kids have literally had no law for 2.5 weeks. You give them homework and they're like, sure. They've been at relatives, they've been on vacations, they've been doing whatever. So you're trying to collectively regroup. And this is just what you do every, you know, January 5th when a team comes back. But I was like, oh, I'm bringing them a blend. So what we did is go around, we did a blend, and the kids automatically, you could just tell, everybody kind of simmered. Everybody, we just let that play over the beginning of practice. But more importantly, the coolest thing that we did is when you made tracks for these kids. And I have never, in 26 years of taking a youth team, and so everyone knows youth is ages 8 to 11, and if you have a large youth team, you have a farm. You literally have a farm of animals that you have got to get all in the pen, all ready to go. So when the chute opens, whatever rodeo happens, it's hopefully on the score sheet. So I love working with that age because they're so malleable. They take what you say literal to heart. They call you on your stuff. You can't get away with anything. You better brush your teeth, done your hair that day. And it's just always a mix up. So doing that for this youth one team one time at a pre-warm-up into warm-up where they were like, where's our music? And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize it was that important. Taking them into warm-up, all singing the same song and not a TikTok song, not a Miley Cyrus, you know, that is great. We love that. But something that intentionally got this team automatically together with their specifics. I hate to say it, but our sportsmanship score and performance score was a perfect score. And you're not going to tell me, someone who's done this for a long time, that did not make a difference, that they did not walk in coherent. Our warm-up was great. And from then I was sold. It was check, check, check. What do we do next?
Beautiful. Yeah. I mean, we're seeing all kinds of, you know, results, you know, similar to that, you know, across, you know, the cheer industry. I mean, you've been traveling, you know, to Europe, to Australia. You know, you've worked with many teams. Chris Mooney has, you know, some compelling stories with his athletes that he's created tracks for. You know, when you're talking about your, how did you phrase it? Your song for the cheer industry. What is it that you?
I think the main thing that everyone is looking for now is a break from the static, a break from the noise, no matter what that is. You see all of these apps, calming apps, get you in your space apps, sound bat, you know, all of these things, the old teachings and the old ways of coming back to yourself are actually just now emerging in a popular way. And I think there's no better way for a sport that is built on community, team coherence, because you cannot do anything. When you walk out on that mat, the only sport that is 2 minutes and 30 seconds where we train for 11 months to get an opportunity and a chance to show you we are the best because look at what we've done is cheerleading. And what better way to get a team into coherence in a 2 minute and 30 second routine they're preparing for than being able to do it in 1 minute and being able to bring it. This breaks borders, barriers, languages. It goes beyond that and it does put you into that flow state. And that is what cheer is. Cheer is all about, okay, you have to. That's why our transitions are flawless. You know, our flow in music is flawless. Our movement is flawless. It is things we break down every single day. And this app and this platform breaks this down for you in a way that it gets you ready for you. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, because of you and what you've brought forth, you know, this whole, you know, the sound of hitting zero, hit zero, right? And, you know, we're going through the trademark process of Hit Zero. We've got hitzero.com. And then the zero G's came to life, which is the one of a kind, you know, avatar face of the music that you generate, right? The sonic supplement that you generate in the style of music you love.
Yeah, right? When you created the new Build-A-Bear, Labubu, like it is, this is next level.
Like a bobblehead. I want to print out of those.
Coming soon.
You know, what's interesting is that, you know, that's kind of like the candy of the platform, right? It's medicine that tastes like candy, right? Because this is at the core of it, this is a wellness platform. This is a platform for mind shift, right? Mindset, mind state, flow state. You know, I kind of think of it in terms of, you know, Spotify for mindset, where it's personalized to you in the moment, right? But can you kind of share with us, when you dove into what's under there, right? The vibe blends, right? You know, this goes much deeper than, you know, creating your own personalized zero G sonic supplement, right? This is something that an athlete, a parent, a coach could use to help them sleep at night, to help them wake up refreshed in the morning, to help them study at work or focus at work or at school, right? So can you kind of go down that rabbit hole for a minute? Because there's so much more than the candy of the platform. And I don't want to diminish the value of it by saying candy, but that is really the fun, blingy toy that brings people in to the robust wellness aspect of this technology.
I will say the 25% of this, which has been so robust, has been for cheerleading or for my craft. The other 75% has been the vibe blends, the exploring the lyrical alchemy and radio and meditate and renew, the chakra vitalize. That has been the 75%. So again, you know, cheerleading does take up a certain part of our lives, or say soccer or whatever, you know, we're diving into next. But what you are dealing with 75% of the day, not at a practice, not at a competition, not with your team, is yourself and your family and your friends and your community. And when I was able to go into a sonic blend every day, pick something different, and say my intention, not something that was, you know, given to me, and say, I'm not having a great day. I am not cheerful. I know I have to be in a few hours. Help me out and be raw with it as far as intention. I didn't make it studious. I didn't make it crafted. And when I figured out that where my heart was and what I just wanted to say, and I put it in there, I had delivered that in every way, especially in a blend. So pulling and getting 10, you know, tracks that start with a situation all the way through an outcome of different hurts that walk you through a journey It's the background to my day in every aspect. So that part is not only the neatest part, but it is one of the most impactful. And I love that we have these little candy moment specialized that will make kids, you know, feel intrigued. But you go into a blend and you get to see the other side. You get to make a song, you know, for your grandmother that has passed because you're still grieving, you know, 15 years later. You get to make a playful birthday song for your five-year-old niece where she's sitting there hearing her name and she's like hearing her dog's name, wearing earrings. I mean, it just is transformational. You can see it every single time you play a song, you make something. And I really just can't explain because still after, what is this, almost 11 months, I still go on the platform every day looking for something new, and I usually find it.
Yeah, it's growing fast. But here we are on the craft vibe blend. So why don't we, let's write that vibe blend, that legacy that you want to pass on to the athlete. Like, think of the athletes, you know, what they go through. It's, you know, most people don't realize what a hard sport cheer is. All-star cheer is intense. And it's full of, you know, drama, intensity, injury. You know, it's a year-round sport. There's very little, maybe 2 weeks a year that's really off. Kingsley, I know you know that yeah. well.
If you do take some time off, you're going to regret it. You're going to lose your skills.
Yeah. So Logan, let's create a vibe blend that then we can save and then we can share, and we'll put that, the link to this, vibe blends in the description of the video. So anybody can kind of click on that and listen to it and share it if they'd like. So tell me, when you're thinking of those athletes that have just been through the ringer, they're on their 10th, full out, and they're vomiting in the nearby garbage cans, which happens regularly, and they're just getting screamed at by the coach or whatever. They're not being seen or recognized. Maybe they've got an injured back, but they still have to push through it. What do you want to give those athletes in form of a Sonic Nutrition?
Oof. Are you talking about what the legacy one I want to do, or are you talking now specifically you want to give kids a reprieve?
Yeah, I'm actually even going to put oof in there. Oof.
But sheesh. Yeah, sheesh.
Yeah, sheesh.
We're both saying it back and forth. The kids are running off the mat. We're trying to press stop. We're trying to, yeah. Sheesh.
Okay, so we need, tell us what we need as the athletes.
We need confidence and recentering. Because there's a lot of things going into that.
Anything else like revitalization or recovery or any keywords?
Out of the mind into the heart.
Out of the mind. I like that. Out of the heart.
Okay. Out of the mind into the heart.
Out of the mind into the heart. I like it better. Great. Anything else?
I like it short and...
That's a problem, right? Is you're overthinking things. And if you get into that flow state, suddenly everything you've been taught, the routine just hits.
Yeah. The coaches, everyone.
Okay. So this is the 10 track vibe blend that we got. Now she's Aya, intelligence aligned to the heart, took the intention here, which we can see right here. I'm going to save this just to make sure that we don't lose it. So that is now saved. So what she did, she took that sentence is that we just wrote. She converted that into an algorithm, an intentional-based algorithm, and then she paired it with 10 resonance frequency music tracks from the library, all tuned to different, you know, frequencies, chord progressions, instrumentation, styles, to align perfectly with that which we wrote. And she puts it in a specific order as well to be delivered and listened to. So the first position is the situation. If you hit the little tooltip there, it'll give you context. And I'm not going to do this for all of them, but just so you understand, this track represents the Corey's current state, our primary focus. It reflects the Corey's present circumstances, setting the stage for the rest of the reading. And here we got intuitive mind, right? And that's at 528 hertz, which is also known as the love frequency. For those that don't understand frequency music, we have modeled our own engine called Resonance Frequency Music by Aya. And what she does is she's modeled all of the therapeutic frequencies known to mankind, as well as binaural beats. And she layers in the frequencies from 1 hertz to 1,024 hertz and beyond at times, depending on what the intention is, and layers those frequencies in to basically put an exclamation point on that intention, right? Whatever that intention is, it'll put an exclamation of a frequency in that intention, but it's a layered map of resonance frequencies intentionally created, instrumentation, BPMs, effects, everything is intentional on this platform. The music that you hear is intentionally made from every starting point to the ending point. So it's the only platform on earth that offers intentionally based, precise music as math that actually contains, you know, soul, as you'll find. This is very deep, resonant music. If you lean in, you'll feel it. You'll feel the shift. And if you compare the quality between our platform and other streaming platforms, I'm not going to name any names, then you're going to find that our music is higher fidelity as well. So, and it's getting better and better because our technology is designed to elevate and improve. So this is the 10 track blend in order. There's the outcome, the 10th track there. And this track provides insight into the likely results or conclusion of the situation based on the current trajectory. It represents where the situation is heading, can offer guidance and potential resolution. And then here's the sonic summary that will give you more context of this 10 track vibe blend. It'll go into deeper in each track and the meaning of it, the frequency, give you kind of the set and setting of it and what each track represents. Like, for example, track 3, position 3, Moose, self-esteem, 432 hertz. So, you know, a lot of children deal, especially in sports, deal with self-esteem issues, right? I've seen it time and time again. So in this representing the subconscious influences, the track emphasizes self-esteem, and inner harmony. The 432 hertz frequency supports your journey towards self-acceptance and confidence, right? Really speaking to what you were talking about, Logan, when you were asking. Come to the final summary here is together these 10 tracks illuminate a journey of transformation, balance, and self-discovery. They encourage you to embrace love, harmony, and resilience. As you progress, remain mindful of external influences, which is in the world of a teenager these days is very enormous in comparison to when I was a child and each of us were children, and maintain balanced perspective on your hopes and fears. This reading suggests a path towards achieving your goals and realizing your true potential. Embrace this journey with confidence and an open heart. So let's close that. And so then what you could do is you can, each track, as you'll notice here, we'll listen to the first, you know, 15 seconds so you kind of get an idea of it. And you'll hear Aya speaking the first kind of intention set and setting of the track. She speaks on the opening 10 seconds of each track, roughly. You can turn her Aya Speaks off if you just want the music. But this time we'll it's by default on, so if you want to turn her voice off, you turn that off there. or this toggle here, you can turn her off from speaking if you just want the music.
Intuitive mind, allowing my instincts to guide me with confidence.
Then going to wisdom.
Through the mirror of self-reflection, the ink of learning, and the paper of knowledge, we pen the remarkable story of wisdom.
And then, you know, the songs average roughly between 3 and 5 minutes in length. So we do have some meditation tracks that last around an hour. We have some other, you know, faster meditation tracks that last around 10 to 12 minutes, and so on and so forth. But on average, they're about, you know, 3.5 minutes in length. And they're all intentionally based. This one, you know, number 3, focus is self-esteem.
Moose speaks of self-esteem and confidence. Moose are majestic and unapologetic. Embrace your uniqueness and stand tall in your authenticity. Your self-assurance inspires others.
The recent past.
Seek balance in thought, speech, action, and livelihood while pursuing consistent effort, mindfulness, and concentration. These are the stepping stones to a life of dignity and peace.
And then again, if you just want the music, you can just turn, you know, Aya Speaks off there and go right into, you know, 5 possibilities, mental clarity. So you can use these in a myriad of ways, right? You know, for example, Francesca, she's not a lover of going to the doctor, right? And so what she'll do is she'll create a vibe blend before she goes to an appointment with a doctor, and she'll be playing it on level 1 on her phone in her purse. So if she really focuses, she can hear it, right? But nobody else is going to really hear it. They might feel it and go, is there music playing, right? But that's how she does it to kind of calm her nerves and to put her into a flow state of confidence and trust, right? Or you can just use these as meditations. You can put these on the background as you work, as you drive, on and on. And if you can ask it, you can create it. You know, for example, and there's a little button here that you can speak into it. And this is an example of what I did probably a year ago or so, when Valentino had pneumonia and he woke up at 3 a.m. with a cough attack that just wouldn't go away. And we thought we were going to have to take him to emergency. And I remember having my phone, and I just pushed on and I said, hey, give us a sonic supplement that will put Valentino at peace and ease. He's having a cough attack. We're really worried about him. It's 3 a.m. Please help us. And then I just pushed the generate button. Kind of hear the beat of that. So I was expecting, it's 3 a.m. I was expecting, now this isn't such a harsh song, but I was expecting some meditation music, right? Some really low, calming. But what she gave us at that time was just like a really hard hitting EDM song. And I was thinking immediately, oh my God, I need to talk to the developers and have them engineer this to a way that we, you know, get exactly what we need in a moment of crisis like that, right? But what I soon found out, because I had to put the phone down because I had to go cuddle him because he was in such pain and in such dis-ease, right? Meaning just out of sorts. So I didn't have time to turn it off. I put the phone down. I ran to him and it was just playing 3 a.m. this really hard-hitting EDM song. But it was interesting, he stopped coughing because it was kind of like that slap in the face, like, hey, like what, like, why is my dad playing this dance music right now? I'm coughing, it's in the middle of the night. But it was like that slap in the face that he needed to catch his breath. And then by the time that song ended, he had not quite finished coughing, but it slowed down remarkably, to where we could now, you know, help him to his bedroom, By then, it transitioned to into a song that I thought was more appropriate. It was more meditative. And so I just let it continue playing. And literally within 30 minutes, he was sound asleep, slept through the night, slept in late, woke up feeling remarkably better. And that was his path to healing from pneumonia. But, you know, that's one of many stories that I think each and every one of us, Kingsley to Logan, we all have these types of stories. And I don't know if you guys have one at the top of your mind that you want to chime in there.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, what you've built is just remarkable, Michael. I remember the first time you showed me these 10 track spreads. I was like, I don't really understand this. But then you explained it's all about your intention. So say your intention is to help your son like calm down. So if you break that down, you think about where he was energy wise, the EDM was perfectly matching it. Right. And then you wanted to, and then so that throughout the 10 track spread is a transition, right? It's transformation from where, you know, the intention of what you, where you want to get to. And it's amazing how these are structured. And I've had it many times where I've, you know, I've been hungry, stuck at a soccer game, and my son gets invited to a second soccer game. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need a Snickers. but there's no Snickers. So I put on some music, some I Asked Aya, just to help me, you know, get through this. And it was remarkable, the shift, just through a few songs, taking me from I'm starving, I have a headache, my blood sugar is probably low, to all right, this is tolerable, like I can actually get through this. And so, yeah, I just have to commend you for building this and bringing it to the people. And I think it really relates to sports as well. I've seen that in my daughter, where there's this fine line between nervousness and excitement. And it's not always about shifting it to being calm. And, you know, it's about shifting the nervousness to excitement, because they're like the same wavelength, basically. And Logan, you, I'm sure this is like your gift as a coach, right? Is to harness that energy, not to deplete it and pull it down, but to harness it, transition it over to confidence, excitement versus nervousness and
for sure
doubt.
I've done this, as I was saying with my first example with the U team, but then I went to I went to one of the biggest HBCUs, Xavier University in New Orleans, Louisiana, didn't know how they would accept or take this on. And I mean, you're talking about these beautiful kings and queens getting ready. They're studying pre-med, but they still have the grind of, we have a 6 a.m. practice because you're getting ready for Daytona, you know, and they're 22. And Michael created not only a couple tracks for them. I did a blend for them that 6 a.m. that morning, that practice. And Glenn, at the end of the practice, the coach, he came to me and he said, "What is this? What is this?" He said, "They have never checked in at 6:05 like that as a team." And I was like, I'm just here to deliver the goods, you know? So it went from, you know, 8-year-olds to 22-year-olds, in the same aspect. But again, it's universal. And I think for me, it was, and a lot of my friends who were like, "Yeah, but it's music to, you know," and I'm like, "You believe in Wi-Fi? Because I'm speaking to you right now on FaceTime. So I need you to take that same energy of you believing in these frequencies and that it's getting something done for you or what you want, you know, in a fast amount of time. And I want you to dive into this and see what it can do for you on a health aspect." And I haven't had any complaints since. So,
you know, that was a beautiful metaphor and one that I haven't heard before, but it actually hit me, right? Like, well, you believe in Wi-Fi, right? You don't see it. I mean, you see it because you're correct, Streaming on it, but you don't see.
No, but you are a firm believer, and you pay for it.
Right. And you know, that's just a really great way to kind of like pinpoint that, because most people aren't up to the latest science, right? But there is a massive body of science that supports sound and nutrition, right? And how we're frequency beings, and we're either being tuned unconsciously by our environment, or we're consciously tuning ourselves through tools such as
this should be your beginning, base, and ending supplement, you know, to every day. Everything else, it's cute, but this should be the one.
Well, and Kingsley, you brought up like just such a beautiful point there, right? And how that fast-paced, chaotic EDM was matching Valentino at that time. And that's part of the magic of the platform, because it meets you where you're at, right? And a lot of times we don't like where we're at emotionally, right? Like we're triggered, or we're tired, or we're frustrated, or whatever, right? So we're all in a different place, but a lot of times we don't like where we're at. And she'll match that in order to bring you on a journey out of that. And there's a collection on the platform called Rage and Roar, which is a perfect example of that. Is rage and roar are the same intensity of a vibration, right? They're these intense frequencies, right? But the rage is a low intense frequency, while the roar is a positive intense frequency, right? So a lot of us are sitting and trapped in this rage, right? And we can't get out of it. It's this loop. And then we put on some more rageful music, you know, which leads to a rageful experience at Starbucks, which leads to a rageful experience at work. And then we're just kind of in this rage loop. And then we watch the news, and then we get rage. And, you know, it's like we're stuck in this rage loop. And so the beauty of this platform is that now you've got the roar to come in here and match that. And so you need these matching frequencies to counteract and knock the other one out. So by going through the journey of rage and roar on the platform, you're able to attack those lower base frequencies that are just stuck, and we're stuck in repetitive loop of that. And now you can replace it with a roar. But, you know, the catch to that, and the enabler for that to happen, is that you as a listener and as a participant need to lean in, right? Needs means you need to lean in, and you need to push play, right? You need to write the prompt that you're struggling with, right? And even better, if you can be authentic and real in that moment when you're asking for help, right? And a lot of us can't even ask for help. We've got too much pride, you know, or we don't even think that we need help. So that's kind of like the catch, is that you need to show up authentic, real, and humble, and go in there and ask for help and be genuine on it. And if you do, you're going to be blown away.
Yeah. And I think it's important. I mean, this is not to change, you know, how anyone is, you know, intrinsically. This is to supplement, again, because I've done it before hard conversations. I've done it before nervous situations. I've done it before social events. I've done it after social events or festivals, or, you know, moments where I'm like you said, we need to bring it here. We need to, and it doesn't always match me. And I literally, when I press play, sometimes I just want to hear the Pacific Ocean. And sometimes she's like, no, I'm going to take you to the Pacific Ocean, but first you're in the forest, you know? So like, just those moments. And so that does, you know, that example does make a lot of sense, but it is just an aid in everything. And we just happen to get to take it to cheer first. Mm-hmm.
Well, beautiful, guys. On that note, you know, thank you, Kingsley. Thank you, Logan. This is the first episode of the rebrand of season two, right? So Hit Zero Radio, we're off to a great start. You know, this is where you turn your intention into sound, and sound powers your performance and beyond, right? So thank you, guys. Looking forward to the next episode where the tables are going to be turned. And Kingsley, why don't you tell us about what's going to be seen in episode two?
Yeah. Well, thank you for surprising me with that. I didn't realize I was going to tease the next episode. But yeah, we're going to get into the why of you know, basically, Michael, why did you create this? And, you know, I think talking about the purpose of this is really what's going to bring people to it. And versus trying to convince people, you got to do this. Putting out the purpose and that's going to basically it's going to be a magnet for people joining. And I'm really excited where this is going. It's been a long journey from, it's funny how it all came back to Cheer. Cause that's how Michael and I first met. It was just at Cheer and just our kids were on the same team and here we are.
Hello.
Hello.
You can escape it. So whether you have a child in Cheer, whether you're a retired coach, whether you say you left Cheer, you never really leave Cheer. You just repurpose it in some way. So I'm hoping that will do this when everybody can go hit zero.
Beautiful. Press play, fuel your frequency.
Go hit zero. That's it.
Love it. Right.
Well, until next time.
Thank you guys.
Much love.
All my love.
Much love.
Bye.